So, sorry for disturbing everybody. I want to talk a little bit tonight about the concept of bitachon, in terms of how we define bitachon. And from Chazal, a few different places, it looks like bitachon might mean a few different things. So there is a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a famous say for Emunah Bitachon. And the Chazon Ish writes in Emunah Bitachon that there is a common mistake that people have. Ta'us noshenes nis azrecha b'lev rabim musa bitachon. People have there's a widespread misconception when it comes to what bitachon means. People think that bitachon means that no matter what happens, you know, it's going to be okay. B'chol mikra shepogesh ha'adam v'hemidaso likras atid bilti mukhra v'shnei drachim ba'atid. You have two paths in front of you in the future. You don't know what's going to happen. Is it going to be A or B? Achas tova velo shnia. One of the paths seems to you, the outcome would be desirable, and the other path seems to be have an undesirable outcome. A good thing and a bad thing may happen. So bitachon means ki betach yatov. For sure what's good is going to happen. That's what means bitachon. Vi mistapik v'choshe shal hipuch hatov hu mechusar bitachon. And we say that if a person, even for a moment, questions himself and thinks, oh, maybe the bad thing is going to happen. So then we say, that guy has no bitachon. So says the Chazon Ish, it's not true. Eino razu bitachon nechona. Shekol shelo nizbar b'nevua gorol ha'asid, eino asid mukhra. Kol's mind that we haven't had a nevua to tell us what's going to happen in the future. So in the future is, as far as we're concerned, not determined. We don't know what's going to happen. Ki mi yodeh mishpatei Hashem gulos avisparach. Who knows what Hashem has in store for us? So if that's the case, then what is the true concept of bitachon? So the Chazon Ish explains, "Avol inin habitachon hu ha'imun she'ein mikra ba'olam v'cho anase tachas ha'shemesh ha'kol be'azkarim yito yisbara." The Chazon Ish says that bitachon really means to understand that there's nothing that happens in this world by chance. Talmidim Rav Benny are familiar with Rav Benny's cute jumble of the letters, the word mikra in Hebrew, mikra, which means chance. If you flip the letters, you can write Rak me'Hashem. Benny. So that's the Chazon Ish saying over here. There's nothing that happens by accident. Hashem is in control from the beginning to the end. The kasher adam nifkash b'mikra asher lefi anoig shba olam tzvuya elav sakana midarche hateva lifchod mitivas olam. When a person encounters a certain situation where al piderach hateva he's in trouble, the kashas rucho yarpehu miliskor she'ena mikra adoneha lanu v'she'en matzor l'ashem miloshio u'lahachein misabavim she'achlifu es kol ha'misubavim. So Chazon Ish explains that when a person finds himself in a very difficult situation, so if he's under pressure, so all of a sudden he thinks, you know, he throws his hands up in the air, and he thinks that nothing can be done. But the concept of bitachon means that to realize, no matter what the situation that we find ourselves in, that Hashem is in control, and if Hashem wants to flip the situation on his head in 1 second, everything can change. And that's bitachon, and bitachon is meant to give us a certain yishuv hadas, even in those most difficult types of situations. And this idea of the Chazon Ish is a Gemara in Brachos, which we're learning. A famous Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Yud that Chizkiyo Amar, Lesi Yishaya Lagabai. That there is a machlokas over here between Chizkiyo HaMelech and Yishaya HaNavi. I don't know what the pshat is, but for some reason each one refused to go and visit the other. Chizkiyo HaMelech said, I'm the Melech, so Yishaya should come and visit me. And Yishaya says, yeah, I'm the Navi, so Chizkiyo should come and visit me. And Hashem decided that they needed to get together and have a visit. So Hashem arranged that they should visit each other. How did it work? That Chizkiyo got sick. Hashem, ma'asa kodesh baruch hu, hevi yisur ma Chizkiyo, v'amr lo Yishayahu, leich u'bakir asa chole. So now you have a mitzvah bikur cholim. So Yishayahu, you go visit Chizkiyo, because Chizkiyo got sick. So what happened when he came? So when Yishayahu came, he said to Chizkiyo, tzav lebeischa ki meis ata v'lo sechya. You can give your tzava, you can give your last will and testimony, because this is it, Chizkiyo, you're going to die. So, wow, that's pretty harsh. My kuli hai, what's going on over here? So Yishayahu explained to him, mishum d'lo asakta b'piri v'rivya. You didn't have children. And he says, I know I didn't have children, but there was a very good reason I didn't have children, because I saw Baruch HaKodesh, that my children are going to be rishayim, gemurim, and so I decided better not to have them. So Yishayahu said, "Bahadi kafshir derachmana lamalach." Right, Hashem has His master plan. Hashem has secrets in the world, and that's not your business. And so you should have had children anyway. So Chizkiyahu is makabel the Musar. He says, "Okay, I hear. You're right. I'm makabel. I shouldn't have done that. So what should we do?" So Chizkiyahu himself has a suggestion. Hashta havli bartech, let me marry your daughter, Yishayahu. Efsha de garmas chusa didi vididach, v'nafki minai banin demalu. Let me marry your daughter. You have a lot of schulios. I have a lot of schulios. So put them together. Maybe, you know, that which I saw in Ruach HaKodesh, that I'm not meant to have children who are good. I'm meant to have children who are shayim. Maybe our schulios together will overturn that nevuah, and I really will have children who are tzaddikim. So Yishayahu says, it's no good. Forget about it. Kfar nigzor alecha gzera. It's over. It's Yishayahu a Navi. This is a Navi coming and telling Chizkiyahu Melech. It's over. Nothing can be done. There's a gzera. You're going to die. Nothing can be done. So, Omer Le, Ben Amotz, Kale Nevuascha Vitzei. Your Nevuah has finished. You can leave now. Get out. Why? Kach Mikublani Beis Avi Abba. I have a Mesor from my father's house. Afilu Cherev Chada Munachas Atzavar Shal Adam Al Yimna Atmo Min Arachamim. That even if a person has a sharp sword up against his neck, so he can always daven. Hashem, no matter how desperate, how dire the situation seems to be, so Hashem can always save us. So Afilu Cherev Chada Munachas Atzavar Shal Adam, Yishayahu Navi comes and tells you, this is the Navi, he comes and tells you, it's over for you? No. It's not over. Al Yimna Atmo Min Arachamim. A person can always daven, a person can always turn to Hashem. And it doesn't mean it's going to work. He's not saying that I can daven and I'm going to daven and Hashem is going to make it work. He's saying you can daven and there's a potential that the decree can be overturned, but it's never hopeless. And that seems to be in line with the Chasnish to find his bitachon, that no matter how dire the situation a person seems to be in, so he should realize that Hashem is in control and Hashem can flip the situation on his head. That's one story. There's a few other stories that we find in Shas which seem to paint a different picture. Any question here? Which seem to paint a different picture of Bitachon. The Gemara has the following story in Tainus and Daf Chaf Aleph. Nachum Ish Gamzu. Why is he called Ish Gamzu? The Chol Milsa Dava Salkalei Amar Gamzu Latova. Everything that happened to him. So his response to whatever situation confronted him, Gamzu Latova. So here we have another famous story. Zim Nechada Ba'u Lishdura Yisrael Doron LeBikesar. B'nei Yisrael wanted to send a gift to the emperor. Amar Man Yezel. They said, who is going to take this gift? Who's going to deliver it to the Caesar? So they decide to choose Nachum Ish Gamzu, the Meluban B'Nisan, who he is a guy, he has Nisan, he has a lot of Siyata Dishmaya, everywhere he goes, we'll send it with him. Great. So what do? They took a big treasure chest, and they made a collection, and they mamish filled it up with gold and silver and jewels and everything good, and they gave it to Nachum Ish Gamzu and his entourage, and they're going down to the Caesar. On the way down to the Caesar, they stop in an inn, and they have a room, and overnight, they go to sleep, and the innkeepers notice this big chest, and they figure, wow, there's probably something good in there, and they take a peek, and they see these golden jewels, and sort of, wow. So they take it, night whenever you sleep, and they take the chest, and they empty it out, and they fill it up with, like, from the back of the inn, they have all this, like, rubble, you know, dirt, and rocks, and all this, you know, nothing. And they close it back up, and they put it back where they found it. In the morning, Nachum Ish Gamzu and his people wake up, and they leave the inn, and they continue their journey to the Caesar. And somewhere along the way, somebody realizes something is not right with the chest. And they open it up, and they see, wow, Eitzim Vavanim, offer. They're ready to turn around. And Nachum Ish Gamzu says, no, weiter, we're going on. Gamzu Latova, we're going on. And they continue to get all the way to the Caesar. And they present him with the gift. And the Caesar has the natural response of a Caesar in that situation. Bo Malko lemiktalinu lekulu. He decided he's going to kill them. Amr kam machaychi bi Yehudai. The Jews are making fun. What is this? You're making fun of me? This thing kind of joke? He's going to kill them all. Nachum Ish Gamzu, don't worry about it, guys. Gamzu Tova. It's all good. Asa Eliyahu idmi lekechad minayu. Eliyahu Navi comes. He appears to them like one of the ministers in the Caesar's court. And Amr Le, Dilma Ha'afra Ma'afra Davram Avuonhu. Don't, not so fast, Caesar. Let's take a look at what this dirt really is. Maybe this is the Avram Avinu dirt. These are the Jews. Maybe this is the Avram Avinu dirt. What's so special about the Avram Avinu dirt? The Avram Avinu dirt, when you take a clump of dirt in your hand, you throw it, and it turns into like arrows and spears, and it's great. Great dirt. So the Caesar's like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Avram Avinu dirt. So there's this one kingdom that he's always trying to conquer and he's never able to win in the war, and he takes the chest of dirt out with him to battle, and he clumps and he throws, and like there it is, arrows, spears, and the Avram Avinu dirt works, and he's like, wow, this is great. And he comes back, and the Jews are so happy. And what happens over here? Umalu l'sifte avanim tovos v'margolios v'shadru b'yikra rabba. So he sent them away with a lot of kavod and with a lot of wealth. So on the way back, you know, like Rashi says in Chumash, Darach Eretz, if you go in on the way down, so you should stop in the same inn again on the way up. So they do. They stop in the inn on the way up, and the innkeepers are a little bit surprised to see them, and they're like, "Wow, you know, what was in that chest that you gave the Caesar?" And they're like, "Whatever was that? We gave him the chest. Whatever was in it, that's what we gave him." So the innkeepers are like, "This is great," you know. They knock down their whole inn. You know, they bring like the crane. They knock the whole thing down. They fill it up with dirt from their, because they say we have good dirt over here. So they fill it up with the dirt from the rubble of their building, and they take it to the Caesar, and he kills them, of course, because it doesn't work for them. So if you look at this story of Nachum Ish Gamzu and Gamzu Latova, it doesn't sound like Nachum Ish Gamzu is so besuffic as to what's going to happen in terms of maybe it's going to be good, maybe it's going to be bad. He could have turned around. I mean, they're on the way down to present the Caesar with a treasure chest full of dirt, and the Bitachon Nachum Ish Gamzu seems to go so far as to rely, it says to be what the Chazon Ish referred to as the Taus Noshenes, as the common misconception as to what Bitachon is, that it'll be good, don't worry, it'll be good. So here comes Nachum Ish Gamzu, and we have exactly that, it'll be good. So what's the pshat? That's the first question. Just to flesh out the question, another story about Nachum Ish Gamzu. There's another. Nachum Ish Gamzu is in his house. Nachum Ish Gamzu, for whatever reason, another mice in the Gemara, but he had no limbs. He had no arms, he had no legs, and he had all sorts of, he was very uncomfortable, all diseases, skin ailments, and the like. And he was sitting in his bed one day, and the Gemara says that his bed had, you know, the four legs of the bed, and each of the legs of the bed was in a bucket of water, because that would stop. Like, if the ants tried to crawl up the bed, so they'd crawl up the bucket, side down the bucket, they would drown in the water. He was like, it was a bad matzah for Nachum Ish Gamzu. So he's laying there in the bed, and it's like, the house is like, you know, rickety, you know, it's going to fall. And the Talmidim come in, and like, Rebbe, we're taking you out, you know? And he's like, wait, before you take me out, I have a few things here, take my stuff out, and then take me out. And they're like, Rebbe, the house is going to fall down, you know, it's going to fall down. So let's get you out. If it's still up, we'll come back for the stuff, but let's get you out first. He's like, no, don't worry about it. Kozman Shini Babais, Ein Abayis Nofa. As long as I'm in the house, that's not going to fall down. So first take my stuff, and then when you have all my stuff, you can take me out. And Derech Agav, so Graim, like, so just stay there, you know, because I'm not sure if I anybody's no fault. I'm not sure why he didn't just stay there. But, okay, I think the first time I asked that, Kasha. But, Nachum Ish Gamzu, what's going on? This is Bitachon. Bitachon. It's going to be okay. I know it's going to be okay. L'chora, if I was holding what the Chazon Ish said the regular Bitachon is, you know, Hashem's in charge, you go this way, you go that way, so it mandates a certain amount of hishtadlus. Okay, now I can go out, so I should go out. But what's this Nachum Ish Gamzu saying? Kozman sheni babayis, ina bayis nofel, don't worry about it. Take my stuff and then take me. What is that? Where's that kind of talking come from? So, before we get to answer these questions, and ask some more questions, there's another story that we're all familiar with, also in Gemara and Brachos. Nachum Ish Gamzu is a very famous Talmud. And his Talmud also has a catchphrase that means the same thing as Gamzu Latova, but is phrased differently. Nachum Ish Gamzu's Talmud is Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara Brachos in Daf Samach and Beis says to Rabbi Akiva that he said, a person should always be accustomed to say that everything Hashem does, he does for the good. So what's the story over here with Rabbi Akiva? He came to a certain city, and he was looking for a place to stay. And every door he knocked on said, we're full. Rabbi Akiva was forced to spend the night in the neighboring field. And that night, he has with him only three things. He has a candle, he has a donkey, and he has a chicken. And over the course of the night, the wind blows out his candle, and the wild animals, the lion, comes and eats his donkey, eats his chicken, and he's left with nothing. And he says, you know, kol da'avid rechmona l'tav avid, it'll be okay, all for the best, if you will. And in the morning they wake up, Rabbi Akiva wakes up and he sees that the whole city that he was looking for lodging in was ransacked by an army overnight. And there's nothing left of the city. And he said, didn't I tell you, kol da'avid rechmona l'tav avid, everything Hashem does is for the best. If I would have had a candle, so then the army would have seen me in the field, they would come and get me. And if I would have had a donkey or a rooster, it would have made noise, they would have heard me, they would have come to get me. So we see that all these bad things that happen really for the good. Kol David Rechmanu Tav Avir. So the second question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Nachum Ish Gamza? Nachum Ish Gamza says Gamza Latova, and Rabbi Akiva says Kol David Rechmanu Tav Avir. The question is, is there a difference between the two? Just Bekitzer, I'll just mention a couple other Gemaras that seem to... No, I won't. So what's the chat over here? So there's another Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish also in Emunah Bitachon. The first paragraph that we read from was in Os Aleph, of Perek Beis, I believe. And the next paragraph is the last paragraph in Perek Beis of Emunah Bitachon, Os Zayin. The Chazon Ish writes like this. Yesh od mi midas ha-bitachon. There's another element, another facet to bitachon. Ki al haboteach shore ruach kodesh, umislave imo ruach oz, that upon a boteach rests a ruach kodesh, and he is accompanied always by a ruach oz, and what does this ruach tell him? Hamevasro ki omnam yazrei Hashem. He has this ruach kodesh that tells him that Hashem will help him. It will be good. Ukmosha Amar David Amelech Alav Shalom im Tachane Alai Machane Lo Yira Libi im Takum Alai Milchama VeGomer VeZe Inyan Mischala If Lefi Maila Saboteach Rav Kacha. So Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer points out that it sounds like a stira between the first paragraph in the Chazon Ish and the last paragraph in the Chazon Ish. The first paragraph seems to say that Bitachon is not whatever's good is going to happen. Bitachon means that Hashem is in control. And the last paragraph we see the Baal Bitachon is accompanied by this ruach Kodesh Hamivasro ki Omnam Yazrei Hashem. So it's a different shot in how to reconcile and whether you hold it's really a stira or not. But Rav Asher Weiss says that the answer to this apparent stira is in the very last line over here. V'zeh ini mishchalef lifi maila saboteach v'rav kachra. That if you have a person who's mamish a tzaddik, he's the highest madrigas, so then he has the right to have the type of bitachon where he says, I know that what's good is going to happen. But if you have a person who's holding on a lower madriga, not a low madriga, an average madriga, a regular person, even a person who's not an average, above average, good people, but you're not the tzaddik ador, so then you're entitled to what we call the first type of bitachon of the Chazon Ish, the regular bitachon, that you can realize that Hashem is always in control of everything, and that no matter what, Hashem can help you, but not that what's good, what you think is good, is going to happen. That's what Rav Asher Weiss explains. Just Eric Agav, I can't hold in the story, or this famous story of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, in his town, the Arod is going around stinging people and killing them, and they come to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, and he says, show me the hole, and they show him the hole where this scorpion lives, and he sticks his foot over the hole, and the scorpion stings him, and the scorpion dies. Like, what's going on? Like, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, and the answer is, he's just like Nachum Ish Gamzu. He's holding it such a high madriga bitachon that he knows, Omnam Yazrei Hashem. Hashem is going to help him, that's for sure. Ruach Ozem and Vastro. And I think that that's the answer. And I think this is something I saw in one of the Mefarshim in Yaakov, and then I actually read this year as Chatai and Imaskir. I only read it this year for the first time. I read the book at Tzaddik in Our Time. In the back of the Tzaddik in Our Time, so he has all these like Vortloch from Rari Levin. Rari Levin says the same shot. He says, what's the difference between the Kolda Ovid Rachman Latav Ovid of Rabbi Akiva and the Gamzu Latov of Nachamish Gamzu? He says it's exactly this chiluk. That if you have a person who's at the highest madriga, so then Gamzu Latova means that right now, even what is apparently bad, somehow Nachum Ish Gamzu, and we're saying the same Madrega by Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, somehow right now in the bad, they're able to identify a Gamzu Latova. Right now, when the bad thing is happening, they see in the bad the Gamzu Latova. They see the good in the bad. And that's a high Madrega. It's almost not Shaykh for us. And even Rabbi Akiva, as high as he was, his Madrega, his Mida, was a Mida of Kol Da'avad Rechmanu Latav Avir. Everything Hashem does will ultimately be for the best. And that's when the story of Rabbi Akiva, you have the story of the chicken and the donkey and everything's dying and he has no place to live. And in the morning, when he wakes up, he says, didn't I tell you in retrospect that now we see Kol Da'avad Rechmanu Latav Avir? He doesn't see it when it's happening. But after the fact, he's able to recognize the Kol Da'avad Rechmanu Latav Avir. So just to end off, it's interesting, Rav Asher Weiss points out that there is, in terms of, this is a very beautiful chiluk. But in terms of how you define this tzaddik who's entitled to the higher level of bitachon, so Rav Asher Weiss points out that there's a machlokis between the chassidim and the misnagdim. If this will finish. He said the misnagdim hold that if you're a tzaddik, meaning you're talmid chacham and you're makbid in halacha and you're mamish, like you're an adam shalim, so then you're entitled to the higher level of bitachon that what I think is good is going to happen, that's what's going to happen. But the Hasidim, and maybe it's shaykh to try and be Hasidish a little bit for this, the Hasidim will then know this is a much this type of bitachon is really much more accessible to, or maybe not, maybe I just not appreciating this midah, but it's not limited to a person who we would colloquially define as a tzaddik. The Hasidim say that no, that the person who's entitled to that level of bitachon is a person who's a gadol, who's a tzaddik within this midah of bitachon. If you have so much bitachon, hashlech al Hashem yahavcha v'hu yichal kelecha, that imamish, you're able to put it all on Hashem, you're not the biggest tzaddik and everything else. But when it comes to bitachon, you have total emunah bitachon, 100%, that Hashem is going to help you. So then the chassidisha way of thinking is that you are the baal bitachon, the second baal bitachon refers to the chassidish, and that's what you're entitled to. And the mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zulcha to at least one of the two. Amen.